Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan. Every couple of weeks, we get a few of our friends in here to talk about new releases. Maybe someone suggested we call this today Music to Get Furloughed, too. But I think that's really totally unkind, so I'm not going to say that. We're joined by TV and pop music critic who got to go to Dunkin' Donuts with Bryan Cranston. I'm so jealous. I can't see straight. Sarah Robin, how are you, Sarah?
I'm so well, Jim. How are you doing?
And Edgar B. Herwick III, who is the man behind WGBH's Curiosity
Guilty.
Desk. Hey,
Guilty.
Edgar.
Hey, Jim. Marjorie.
Good to see you both.
Sarah,
nice to see you.
What
nice
a beautiful
to
day,
you.
Beautiful studio here.
Now, the way we usually do this is the way we're going to do it again today. We start with one of you. You tell us why you love something new. We play a little. Then the other one does it. Is that fair? Are we okay
it's
with
it? It's so fair. Sarah,
I don't think there's any reason to switch it up.
Yeah. It's working
let's
well,
just keep
right?
it. Sarah,
it feels like a contest that
it
way.
Does.
I feel like I should get a prize at the
yeah.
end. So
because
we
you
need
always
to work
win.
On that.
I don't think you're
nice
quite
time.
As competitive as Edgar. But in any case.
You don't remember, brother?
And boy, we should tell people, too, because I think a lot of people, when you're driving, I mean, I've been in this experience where I have to pull over the side of the road or I'm on the mass turnpike and I can't. You're listing all these great songs. So where can we find these songs so people don't have to worry about writing them down right now?
WGBHnews.org. As soon as the show is over, they'll all be listed.
WGBHnews.org. You don't have to panic and write them all down.
All online.
Now.
Now, Sarah, even though we were totally resentful and angry that you got to interview Bryan Cranston and we didn't, you can start things off today.
Well, thank you very much.
What did he get at Dunkin' Donuts?
He got a decaf black coffee. He's
really?
Off the caffeine while he is while he's performing in the show. He normally drinks caffeine.
Okay, we don't want to talk about
that. Why is he
that?
Off the caffeine while he's performing in the
he's
show?
He's off the caffeine, the alcohol, the carbs, that he's trying to stay in the best shape possible for to keep his stamina up for the
because as we all know, LBJ
caffeine.
Never had a drink, ever.
But doesn't caffeine help
LBJ
your stamina?
LBJ also didn't have to do 3-hour plays every night.
Does it help your stamina? I mean, I wouldn't be able to function without caffeine.
You'd have to ask him yourself.
I guess
and by the way, the
I
LBJ reference, for those who missed it, is he has been starring in this great production of All the Way about LBJ that's probably going to Broadway. That's Bryan Cranston we're talking about as
it's
LBJ.
So good.
It is brilliant. It is unbelievable. Sarah Robin,
yes.
What's your first pick
okay.
of the day?
Let us start with a classic. Let us start with Elton John, who has a new album out called The Diving Board. And Elton John has been trying to sort of get back to his original sound from the early 70s for a few years now with some success. But this record, he finally nails it. This is the Elton John that if you loved him in the beginning, you will love this. Just piano, drums, voice. Simple.
The Bernie Taupin
lyrics.
Your song kind of day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so great. And the song that we are going to listen to is actually, I was shocked to find out because I don't normally like the single the most as a song, but it is the single, and it is called Home Again.
The world had seven wonders once upon a time. It's sure enough the favored nations aided their decline. And all around me, I've seen times like it was back when. But like back then, I'd say amen if I could get back home again.
I love that.
If I could go.
That's beautiful. Back
home. And that harmony that is just so Elton John. It's like such a specific sound to him. This record brings back sort of the drama and the beauty without all that production glob, without all the Disney, Broadway sort of extra sugary
and that
stuff.
Strain of sort of simple melancholy that he has mm-hmm. in his voice in those songs of the 70s, songs like Rocketman, even the ones that kind of rocked a little bit, that sort of melancholy sweet strain.
Yeah, and you know, I heard him or I read him talking about this album someplace, and he's talking about how his life is, his personal life is much in order now. I guess he's got a few kids and how much he loves being home again because he's in a stable relationship and the children and all that. Reminds me a little bit of that John Lennon thing. Remember when John Lennon wrote the Watching the Wheels Turn Round and Round?
That's a great song.
Yeah. About
great
being
song.
Home with his son when he's about 5 years old right before he got killed, unfortunately.
Jim, Marjorie, anybody know where you could get your hands on an Elton John DVD and CD for, say, $12 a month?
I actually happen to know. Do you, by the way, become a sustaining member
that's right.
of WGBH?
That's right.
And
I did not do this on purpose.
Yours.
That's right.
I know. Sarah's the one who doesn't work here. I had no idea.
Okay, what have you got, Edgar B. Herwick III?
Speaking of the 70s, I'm going to talk about a band called Dr. Dog who have a new record out. They're from Philadelphia.
Ooh.
And they have a little bit of a 70s sound. And one of the cool things about this album is they've been around for a while now, and they've slowly kind of built up an audience and been able to make a living at this. So while they were making this album, they were also building their own studio where they could kind of hang out and live and take their time and make a record in the time that they wanted to make it. So the record itself is called B Room, which is the name of this studio that they were building in Philadelphia, in kind of, you know, kind of a shaggy neighborhood of Philadelphia. And this is a good record, very much in the style of how they've been playing for a number of years now. So if you haven't heard of them or from them before, this is a taste of what they sound like. This is a tune called Minding the Usher.
Never been a bad band from Philadelphia. I mean, let's face it, they just don't make them.
I should mention this is a different song than Minding the Usher. This one's called "The Truth." The Truth Don't Stop, as you hear there. But no, absolutely, and you hear even a little bit of a Hall & Oates flavor to that. A little nod to the blue-eyed soul of Philadelphia past in that. But these guys are great, and they're great live, and this is a really good record.
Edgar and I are Pennsylvania boys. For who do not know the personal history,
you guys pick great stuff every time you come. Great stuff.
All right, let's keep the Philly brotherly love going now.
Okay.
All right.
And we're going to talk next about The Roots, who are from Philadelphia. They teamed up, oddly enough, with Elvis Costello. And
one
on paper,
favorites.
This sounds like kind of a strange combination. And actually, in execution, it is kind of a strange combination. But there are some songs on this record, which is called Wise Up Ghost, which is out now, that are just really interesting and sort of hip-hop and jazz and rock and roll and pop. And a lot of it is Elvis coming to them, Elvis sort of being funky. And this song is actually called Stick Out Your Tongue, and if you love Elvis Costello, you may recognize the tune.
We're gonna belt them down for bills and soap. Stick out your tongue, stick out your tongue.
Stick Out Your Tongue, a tribute to Miley Cyrus.
That's exactly. It's a song all about twerking. But it's funny because the Elvis Costello fans out there now, some of them are going, of course, and some of them are scratching their heads. The first time I heard this, I was like, it's so familiar. It's because it's actually a song called Pills and Soap that he has reworked from his earlier catalog with like a different musical vibe and some different lyrics. And, but it's very funky. It's a very moody record. It may not be for everybody, but it's pretty cool.
The Roots have become, the band that everybody wants to collaborate with, like across genre. I mean, it's gotten crazy.
They're
awesome.
So good. Joe Jackson did a record with them as well. And
they're with Jimmy Fallon singing the Sesame Street theme song
exactly.
on YouTube. I mean, they are everywhere. They're everywhere.
They are.
That is an incredible video,
I should say.
We ought to take a break. We're going to get more music. Edgar goes next. Before we do, you get 15 seconds since you sat down with Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
What's your review of the finale of Breaking Bad, Sarah Robin?
I thought it was great. I know some people thought it was a little too tidy, but I'm a fan of tidy. And so I enjoyed it very much. Walt went out the way he was supposed to
go out.
Yes,
he did. How about you, Edgar, in 10?
Absolutely satisfied. Absolutely satisfied.
Well, fair enough. He
I
said
like
it
that.
Right there.
I think
it's
that's
perfect.
An interesting adjective.
It was
tidy.
Perfect for the show.
Tidy. A lot of blood. A lot of...
But from a
very,
story standpoint, it was
very
tidy.
Tidy kind of shooting sort of thing. Okay.
More Sarah Rodman and Edgar B. Herrick
III.
Right. More songs coming up right after this. Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Edgar B. Herrick III and Sarah Rodman from The Globe have not gone away. They've got more new music for us.
Okay, the third.
Yes.
What do you got?
Marjorie the only.
That's right.
The original.
We're going to go with a new record by Nico Case. Now, Nico Case is somebody who's been on the music scene in various incarnations, both as a solo artist with a couple of different bands, one being the New Pornographers, another being Nico Case and her boyfriends. She's been around since the 90s. She's incredibly talented. She's a great songwriter, beautiful singer. And writes very, very interesting songs in all kinds of styles. So she can be big and boisterous and rocking and loud and sort of edgy and punk. And she can be very soft and country and sort of heartbreaking. And she can oscillate between the two. and it doesn't feel schizophrenic at all. So this is a tune called Ragtime from her latest record, which is called The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight. The harder I fight, the more I love you. This is a song called Ragtime.
Cover the shapes and erase the day. This could be any evening in any place. Blizzard blows from left to right, which is funny because the piano's playing summertime. From 1935, sounds the alarm, ragtime.
I love the name of the album. The worst things get, the harder I fight, the harder I fight, the more I love you. That's pretty great.
And this is great. She did an interview on NPR maybe about a week ago on Weekend Edition, and she talked in particular about this song and this album, and she was kind of going through a real rough patch trying to figure, you know, stuff out. Like, everybody kind of goes through these times in their life. And she said the only kind of music she could listen to was ragtime. It was the only thing that was calming her down, just kind of the simplicity of it, the looping kind of melodies thing, and that's where this song came from. So really interesting woman, really great album.
You into it, Sarah Ron?
I love Nico Case, have for a long time. And she's one of those voices, like I was saying, she just draws you in, big or small, so good.
She's beautiful, too.
Yeah, flaming red hair.
Yes.
Really attractive.
Okay, Sarah Rodman, you are up yet again.
Going from one attractive individual to another, now we tee up Justin Timberlake, who you may recall, I was here not that long ago, talking about the first half of this record called The 2020 Experience.
Now you are really into Justin Timberlake, aren't you?
I'm not going to lie to you. I enjoy the Timberlake. But as like, but in all aspects, like as a Saturday Night Live host,
He's really good on Saturday Night Live.
On Jimmy Fallon, as an artist, maybe he still has some work to do on the acting, but he's a very enjoyable
person.
He's not terrible as an actor.
But he has a little to go.
He was very good in Black Snake Moan, but in any case, I enjoy the Timberlake. And so I'm just going to keep saying that for some reason. I like that.
We want to see that in the Globe.
Yeah. Marjorie, do you want to try it? I enjoy the Timberlake.
The Timberlake. Enjoy him. Love him.
So this is the 2020 Experience 2 of 2. So it's the second half. I actually did not love that first half of this record. There were songs on it I liked a lot, but I thought it was a little meandering in places. And this record, He Has Come to Party, it's more succinct. It's a very good time, although the song that I've picked, of course, is the song that's all about heartbreak. It's the one song on the record that's sad. And this song is called Drink You Away.
Feel it in the morning. You're still here in the morning. I see you, but you're gone. Telephone the doctor, I'm not okay. The bottom of the bottle. To fill this empty heart up. 1,000 proof, don't chase the truth. I doubt it, but I can't drink you away. I've tried Jack, I've tried Jim, I've tried all of them.
You know, I want to not like him, and I don't know why.
It's very captivating,
but he's really
right?
Good. He is really
good. It's seductive.
Good. What do you think of the reuniting with the band a couple of weeks ago?
I was disappointed by how brief it was.
I was too. It was really brief.
They had a lot of songs. That was not my favorite one that they performed. All the rest of them, I was heartwarmed though by how excited all the rest of them were.
What do they do? That's actually what I was going to ask you. Do they do anything other than when he allows them to perform?
That's
with
why
him?
They were so them. Excited because they haven't done anything in 16.
No, do they perform
well,
with
them? JC has made some records. The one that used to have the dreadlocks, Chris Kirkpatrick, had like a clothing line. Joey Fatone has made some movies and hosts some TV shows. Lance Bass is on Sirius Satellite Radio now.
So the answer
they throw
is no,
some
they don't
big
do
parties with the new kids on the block. Occasionally they just get together and hang out.
Exactly.
I thought that was great, though, the other night. I agree with you. It was far too short.
Okay, Edgar, what do you got?
All right, so we're going to go, like I often like to do as I get into my later picks, we're going weird. I like
later
to go weird
picks.
A little bit. I like to bring a little of the weird to the table. And this is the third record from a group called MGMT. They're a duo, one who's kind of more the traditional songwriter vein, and the other one who's the sort of bleeps and bloops kind of making all the noises and strangeness kind of guy. They actually have ties to Wesleyan University. They've been around for their first record they put out, and it was this like huge success, like unexpectedly. It was called Oracle Spectacular. Was this big hit called Kids that was on the radio. And these guys kind of in their second record revolted because they didn't really want to be a big popular band. And so they went super weird on their second record. It confused a lot of critics. I think it was criminally underrated. I think it was really, really good. And this newest record is very much in the vein of that second record. It continues some sort of psychedelic explorations and very Syd Barrett-like melodies. You hear a little bit of early Pink Floyd in this. But this is a tune called Alien Days, which is the single from their newest record, which is called MGMT.
Must have skill condition, enjoy routine, for a ride.
There is a Pink Floyd-ian thing
absolutely.
There.
Yeah.
A little bit
it's
of
like we've all
just
taken
Bowie.
Mushrooms.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was Sarah Rodman speaking. Let's be clear.
Very psychedelic.
We haven't.
Yeah, it's really good. And yet, for all of the psychedelic feel, if you listen through the record, there's something distinctly modern about it as well. And they kind of talk about trying to match up some of the things that were happening in the 60s aesthetically with some of the sounds of the 80s. And sort of, for some reason, for me, it really, really works. So
now,
I
noticed, I don't know if you noticed, that when each of you were doing a selection, the other person, Edgar or Sarah, are looking at each other. Sarah did not make eye contact with you in your appraisal, which leads me to believe that you do not like that. Is that correct,
no,
Sarah?
No, I enjoyed it.
Why did you not make eye contact?
I'm not sure. I was listening to the lyrics.
Oh,
was
I'm
part
sorry.
Of it.
Okay,
and then set the controls and commandeer. It was very Pink Floyd-y, set the controls for the Heart of the Sun kind of thing.
Yeah,
I was just off in space, maybe.
we don't often talk about lyrics when we're on here, but another thing I really like about MGMT is, surprisingly, they're simple and they can be strange, but the lyrics can be very powerful. It's a lot about time passing and you not being able to kind of hang on to it quickly enough and stuff. A lot of pretty profound stuff coming out of a young guy. So another reason to get into them.
I think you have our last one, Sarah Robin.
Yeah,
is that
time
true?
Time for one more?
Yeah, we do. We have time.
Okay, great.
All right, excellent. Then while we're going to go way down south and get funky and sweaty with Austin, Texas band called Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Now, this is your full-on mason jar moonshine joint. Hot stuff. I'm a little afraid that the song I picked might have swear words in it, so hopefully somebody listened to it. But.
Well, they didn't, but let's all cross our fingers. Are we okay to play this, gentlemen and ladies? Yes, we are, apparently.
All right. Well, isn't the FCC shut down? Let's go for it. This song is called Skull Digging.
I think we made it. I think we made it okay. Did we not?
Oh, yeah, it was
okay,
all right.
Fine.
What is it to skull dig?
I don't want to speculate. Maybe it's mind
smarter.
Melding. Yeah. It's like a Vulcan mind meld thing. I don't know.
You know, but I feel so much more hip. My iPod is so much more hip.
Thanks to
I've
these
been talking
two.
To you guys.
We're
I mean,
here
I was
for
so
you.
Boring. It was Bruce Springsteen and Joni Mitchell and all those guys. But now I feel like.
And
I'm
now
really...
there's Elton John on it.
Elvis
Costello.
Quite so out of it because boy, we listened to him a million years ago, didn't we?
Now, Edgar, we were told as Marjorie in a couple of seconds lets people know what we're doing tomorrow after we thank Sarah Robin. By the way, it's great to see you again.
Good to see you.
Even though you didn't send Brian Cranston to our studio after he was with you at Dunkin' Donuts, we will forgive you. As Marjorie tells people what's happening tomorrow, where apparently you're going to send us out with a song. Is that correct?
Some local boys. Deer Tick from Providence, Rhode Island. They got a new record out. And this is the new record's called Negativity. This song is called The Dreams in the Ditch. And speaking of Bruce Springsteen, you'll hear strains of the E Street
Band. Sounds like
it
already.
Yeah, it's very good. It's a good record. These guys are really good. And they're local. Providence, Rhode Island. Thumbs up.
Good stuff.
Good name.
Edgar and Sarah, thank you both, as always. Sarah Robin, Edgar B. Herwick III. What's up tomorrow, Marjorie?
Up tomorrow is... tomorrow we got Brian McGrory on. Brian McGrory is on every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and he's going to be in. He, of course, is the editor of the Boston Globe. We're also going to talk about the latest on Boston's local art scene. That's all coming up tomorrow. Again, thank you to Sarah Robin from the Boston Globe, and thank you to Edgar B. Herwick III. Our show is a production of WGBH. I am Marjorie Egan.
And I am Jim Brody. Thanks so much for being here. We'll be back bright and early at noon. Hope you are, too. Bye. Like you got nothing.